Beograd 1. Ne, 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 slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Slušate Radio Beograd 1 direktno sa Novosadske tvrđave. Danas je, danas se zove drugi dan festivala, praktično je treći, jer smo imali nulti dan sa Nile Rodgersom i prelepo otvaranje. A danas nas očekuje jedna punk lepa priča, GBH i Cockney Reject, a ono što će privući najviše sigurno publike, to je festival u festivalu, Warrior Dance Festival, koji vodi Prodigy i koji su danas glavni u suštini ovde. A mi, poštovani slušalci, želimo da vam pričamo i dalje o jednom divnom karavanu koji prolazi Exitom. Prosto biramo priče koje su možda i zanimljivije od samih izvođača koji se pojavljuju na glavnoj bini, jer se bave isključivo umetničkim stvaranjem i jednom velikom kreacijom. Azalea je jedinstveni muzički karavan koji spaja i kombinuje različite kulture, muzičke ideje, i to je projekat podržan od strane Evropske unije i po prvi put će se predstaviti publici Exit festivala. Pričali smo već pre nekoliko dana sa njima, mogli ste da saznate da oni u principu funkcionišu na svakom festivalu i prave jednu lepu simbiozu, upoznaju se muzičari iz raznih delova sveta, sa odnosno Evrope, pardon, sa afričkim muzičarima i afričkom tradicijom, i stvara se jedno lepo delo, i oni će u nedelju nastupiti na Reggae Bini, jer suština muzike, pa uopšte muzike, jeste ritam. Oni će to upravo nam i dokazati, i to će biti jedan od lepših koncerta koje ćemo videti na Exitu. E, tim povodom imamo pun studio divnih gostiju sa svih strana sveta. Počet ćemo opet od predivne pevačice koju smo potpuno zavoleli, zove se Minješu.
Hello.
So nice to see you again.
Thank you, nice to see you too.
We became your fan, you have to know that.
Oh, thank you.
Njenu muziku ćemo i da slušamo, obzirom da nam je donala ekskluzivno materijal koji tek treba da se objavi. Ona je i pevačica celog ovog projekta. I predstavit ćemo vam još neke ljude. To je Saiti Chiti, basista. Where is your bass? Morocco bus.
Oh, in the rehearsal space. I promised, but it's just logistic problem. We had rehearsed this morning and it's there.
You left it there.
But if I can't go to bring it, I do it.
Thank you so much. I will come on Sunday to see you. It is a better.
Thank you, and I'm sorry.
Never mind. The important thing is that you're here.
Okay.
Tako je. Da, imamo i našeg predstavnika, Ištvan Čik je perkusionista. Hvala ti što si došao.
Dobar dan, želim. Hvala vama što ste nas ponovo pozvali.
Sa velikim zadovoljstvom. Imamo još jednog našeg predstavnika, ovaj put je došao, proširilo se društvo.
Jeste, sad smo skoro kompletni.
Stvarno?
Pa da. Tu smo svi koji su praktično nosioci projekta. Fale nam ove devojke koje su članovi kvarteta, ali možda će se one pojaviti u nekom momentu.
Sjajno. Da damo našem opet kolegi da se predstavi, pošto ste dobili nove članove. Izvolite, predstavite se našim slušalcima Radio Beograda 1. Please introduce yourself to our audience.
People call me Dimitri Grech Espinosa. I'm a kind of saxophone player.
Saxophonista, koliko dinih
instrumenta.
And I try to help the music come in with all these very nice musicians. So that's what I try to do with the music of everybody, just to help the music to be with, to be like a, I don't know how to say in English.
You're Spanish.
I'm very tired now.
You're from Spain?
No, Italy. Italy.
Italy. Dobro. Onda ja sam glavni saksofonista, jedan u pitanju jako dobar. Pokušao sigurno da objasnim da je muzika univerzalna stvar i da su se jako lepo snašli bez obzira što se pričaju drugačije jezike. Music is a universal thing. That's what you want to say.
See, we,
music is a one.
Yes, we, it's a, like I told you yesterday to another, to, that we are trying to build a community and to feel, let people feel together and not, no, it's not important, I mean, that who is playing or what we are playing. We are trying to make music and to be a community when we are playing music. That's the main goal of this project.
An idea, wonderful idea. Jedinstvo ljudi prosto kroz muziku, jedinstvo ni mentaliteta i narodnosti, to je nešto što je najlepše. Please introduce yourself.
Yeah, hello, I'm somebody called me, everybody called me Pee-wee is a nickname.
Pee-wee.
To say small.
Nice to meet you, Pee-wee.
I play keyboards in the band and I'm very proud to join this project because it's kind of things that you feel, for, firstly, the heart.
Where are you from, Pee-wee? Yeah. Where are you from?
Pisa.
Oh, bravo. Da, da, yes. Divna Italijana su ovde.
Toskani, ja.
Klavijaturista koji kaže da ga zovu Piu i neka tako i osne lepo umetničko ime, lako se pamti. Ide, isti se jedan divan crni čovjek koji ima tako lepe dredove i divan osmeh. Sada ćemo ga upoznati. Dakle, to je ta simbioza Evrope i Afrike upravo. So nice to meet you. Please introduce yourself to our audience.
Thank you so much. My name is Ile Penda. I'm coming from Cameroon. So the idea of creating the bridge between the cultures, that's what excites me to come here. So the idea is from Azalai, and I really enjoy that idea of coming and meeting new people, playing music with them. Said our prophet, the important is not to to show what we are, it's just to share together and enjoy the music.
It is the best thing. Yeah. Eli iz Kameruna, kao što ste
uspili.
Da, Kamerun.
A play bass guitar.
I svira bas gitaru, basista pravi, da. Poenta jeste i Sile jako lepo objašnjavaju upravo pravljenje mosta, jednog lepog muzičkog mosta između Afrike i Evrope, jednog lepog druženja i ljubavi. Muzika je pre svega ljubav. Na čelu svega i neko ko je njihov mozak je naša prijateljica Marta. Marta, you are the brain of the operation.
Sort of, maybe.
So please,
the heart, maybe.
The heart, da, u svakom slučaju. I srce operacije. I onda sada ćemo je pitati dok su napredovali, jer su krenuli od ponedeljka da vežbaju, da stvaraju nova dela, da sviraju neke njihove pesme. I sada je to već odmaklo. Mislim da će za jedno sat vremena imati i veliku konferenciju za štampu. Tako da mi imamo malu prednost da vama predstavimo ono što će na medijima biti kasnije. So, tell us about the progress of the project until today.
Actually, I say the heart, but the project have many arts. We started from a partnership between Festivalo Desert in Mali and Festival Fabrica Europa in Italy. And then we did, in 2010, we did 2 years like that. And then we wanted to share this idea of working music from different culture of different people at a European level. So we asked the support of European Union, and this is the beginning of Azalai. Azalai means caravan, and the idea of the project is to link six European countries and six festivals to African musics and African cultures that lives today Europe. So we have many African musicians that lives in Europe. Europe and many European musicians that are interested in African cultures, yes. African sounds.
We are all interested. And
yes, we had many steps. Yeah. We already had steps in Italy, in France, in Hungary, and here in Novi Sad, and we will have in Belgium. We had also in Amsterdam, and we will have in Belgium and in Sziget Festival the end. And we had musicians from many African countries, from Cameroon and Ethiopia, but also Mali, Morocco, South Africa, and many other places. And we have so many musicians from the six European countries and from other countries. So the idea is to, every time we meet, we have a 5 to 7 day rehearsals, and the musicians, they create a repertoire. It's really a challenge, actually, yes. Because they don't know each other, or they just know their sounds, but they didn't meet before, and they have to prepare a concert. And I have to say, every time until now, they win.
They win.
They won. I'm sorry.
They have to. They are so great. Here on Exit are wonderful. Dakle, Marta, Miko je objasnila ono što smo već rekli, da je projekat podržan od strane Evropske unije i spaja prosto taj, a Zalaj sam po sebi znači karavan, i spaja i pravi jedan most, kao što reče Ila, između Afrike i afričkih muzičara i kulture i evropskih muzičara u jednu simbiozu, obuhvata objedinujući muzičare sa 6 različitih evropskih festivala i Afrike, ali i Srbije, ovdje imamo i predstavnike Srbije, a Zalaj stvarno jeste muzički karavan koji će posetioce Exita uzbudljivo provesti na uzbudljivo putovanje, jer je iza njih to izazov. Oni se upoznaju na samom početku, probaju jednu nedelju dana i stvaraju dela i na kraju izađu sa tim u javnost. Mnogo je lepo, a preporučujemo vam da odete. Minješo je sigurno jedna od najboljih pevačica koja se pojavila ove godine na Exitu i sada ćemo da je slušamo. Minješo.
Thank you.
Zare se zove pesma koju će izvesti ovaj karavan sigurno u nedelju. To je Minješina pesma koju je ona onako poklonila karavanu da obradi na svoj način. I dok je slušamo, jako je zanimljivo gledati muzičare kako pokušavaju, kako već u hodu nešto se dogovaraju gde će šta uraditi. To je mnogo lepo. Inače, Azalai ima svoj šator na tvrđavi koji je od juče zaživeo u, kod Sata, je li tako Ištvene? Ne, gde?
Nalazi se kod, to je ovaj velika, velika terasa, takozvana chill zona, gde su, gde je chill zona i masa ščerovi, mi smo okruženi, smo chill stvarima i tu je dva šatora spojena u jedno i praktično je kao mala binica u nivou normalno, ono, u normalnom nivou. I juče smo izveli prvi put program i plus je bio jam session, što će se i nastaviti danas i do nedelje, gde ćemo u stvari u nedelju imati nastup na, ovaj, na reggae stage-u. Tako da sinoć je bilo sjajno, dobio sam čak i jednu SMS poruku drugarice koja kaže zračili smo neverovatno pozitivnu energiju, bilo je sjajno i uživanje gledati i slušati vas. Tako da to može onako da već kaže da smo na dobrom putu da prenesemo pozitivnu energiju s koju smo napravili u tom prilikom. Tako da eto, ovom prilikom pozivamo kogod je zainteresovan, od 9 do 11 se dešava taj naš mali program koji smo napravili i naravno pozivamo sve koji osete neku potrebu da se malo, da nam se pridruže i iskažu, da osete malo taj afrobeat i šta smo uradili.
Sa velikim zadovoljstvom. Desetak je to muzičara, 12, koliko?
Pa 11 muzičara,
11, sredina,
da.
Baš između mojih 10 i 12. Evo da pitamo, na primjer, Ilaja, kako mu je to juče izgledalo. Dear Ilaja, yesterday you played in a tent.
Indeed, yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you like it? It's in the sun?
Fantastic.
Really?
I was just impressed by playing there. Have you a nice view from the river?
Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah. So in the other hand, I could see the band, the rap band playing the other side. It was just like... You know, I was in a new planet, you know, and it is really for me, because the first time for me in the West, East Europe.
Really?
So, yeah.
Ila je prvi put u istočnoj Evropi uopšte i potpuno je zadivljen pogledom sa Novosadske tvrđave, obzirom da im se tu blizu nalazi šator i potpuno je bilo fantastično. A Pjui, dok smo slušali Zare pesmu koju će on izvesti, je sve vreme sa... pevačicom dogovarao šta da urade oko aranžmana. So you, since, when we heard the song in our radio station, do you hear me?
No, now. You...
Da, i pošto mi slušaci otvoreno je sve, ton, blizu smo glavne bine, pa tonska proba se odvija, tako da onako, svašta čujemo puno zvukova, pa da me malo slabije čuje, Pjui. So dear Pjui, when we heard the song Zare in our radio show now, you talked with her. What to change, what to do in the song. What did you...
Yes, because...
What deal did you make?
We listened this song to create a sound of this song by the phone. And we had no time to understand the kind of instrument makes sound. And now it's the first time on the airphone that I listen the song. And I say, okay, I must to save the pattern of the guitar to reproduce with the... with my keyboard.
Ah, bravo. Dakle, on je čuo pesmu praktično preko telefona u trenutku i uopšte nije ni važno da, da by the phone, okay. I praktično je tek sada prvi put čuo kako ona zvuči u originalnoj verziji i lepo su se dogovarali kako da uzme gitarski deo, da on to pretvori u svojim klavijaturama u ono što je zamislio na sceni. Very interesting, thank you for sharing that with us. And this one wonderful man from Italy are doing something. What are you doing? Thank you for helping all of you. What are you doing now?
Now,
is it about Azalai or something else, something private?
No, we are the computer. I'm trying to open the computer, but I'm not so.
Just that.
I was trying to, because on the computer it could help me to know what you are asking me.
Dakle, pokušava kompjuterom da nas prevede, da onako translator jedan nabavi, da vidi o čemu pričamo. I will repeat for you everything.
Okay.
I think you did a great job. It is the point of the story, that you're wonderful people, all of you.
I think so. Yes, like I told you before, not every time happens, but this time in Novi Sad there was something special. And since in the first day we have this feeling when we went to eat that we like each other.
Really? So, that's nice.
And when it happens it is a signal that the music can be shared with everybody. Yes. And after this was easy because we started the rehearsal and the music just came with us. So not often happen. Also, we had this session in Florence was a little bit harder because it was not so easy to make people play together.
Really?
Yeah, because we are human beings, but sometimes we forget it, you know?
Yeah.
And we think we are musicians.
It's a different.
It's a problem, you know.
Thank you for sharing it with us. Da, pokušavamo da lepo je ispričao naš gost da ovde su se kada su juče krenuli da sviraju zajedno shvatili da se sviđaju jedni drugima i da su jedna fina ekipa. Što naravno ne događa se svuda, na sessionu u Firenci nije baš bilo tako zgodno jer kaže ljudi zaborave da su ljudi, misle su samo muzičari.
And also I think it's a common opinion that it happens also because here in Novi Sad the people that organize the festival, especially Dina, she was very amazing with us. So it helped to create this feeling, and till now they made a great job for us. So we thank you and all the people here at Exit Festival.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And Dina, of course. Dina Milivojević.
Everybody.
I think also here in Serbia, also for me the first time, and we feel the positive energy here, and people are nice to us, and it's really positive and well organized, and everything is, I mean...
It is good to hear.
Yes, thank you so much, because we feel at home, we feel this positive spirit and energy.
I hope you will come again as a solo artist.
Yes,
here with your band. Now when you met everybody, I'm sure that you will come again.
I will come.
That's nice to
I'll come
hear.
Back.
We have two bass players. Imamo dvojicu basista, poštovani slušalci. Sad možemo da pitamo, na primer, Saida, kako njih dvojica korespondiraju. Now, on the table here and on your band, improvised band, you have two bass players. Two wonderful men. And tell us more about your cooperation. It is a wonderful. It is
I'm not bass player. I present because the gambri is the primitive bass instrument. Maybe the origin one. But Hilaire is playing the real European the real one.
He's a real acquisition. we're having a real bass player, you know, the rules bass player.
Wonderful.
But it's an honor for me really to share stage with this man, which is really a great raw talent, you know. He sings so well and plays gambre. Really, I'm really, really happy to meet him here.
Yeah, I can't believe you. Dakle, njih dvojica su skromni momci. On kaže, ja ne sviram bas, nego on svira gembri. To je marokanska bas gitara primitivnog oblika. Međutim, jedan fantastičan instrument koji ovde nije viđen do sada. I'm just explaining what you told me and doing things the better than you said. Because you were shy. I u stvari njih dvojica se jako lepo slažu i ponosi se što su upoznali jedan drugog, jer su ovde u stvari sve veliki muzičari, što afrički, što evropski, i jako je lepo biti u vašem društvu na Exitu, moram da vam kažem. Drugi su malo i uobraženi, znate, a ovde se stvara muzika na licu mesta i jako nam je drago što smo mogli da ugostimo ljude koji na licu mesta stvaraju muziku. I just explained to our audience that we are very honored that here in our studio we had the real people who make music inside the festival. It is the biggest thing that music can make.
Yes.
Do you think so?
I think so, because we, like he said, the first time we felt energy, that we have a positive spirit, and we exchange the cultures also between, you know, from every culture, and of course our capacity also. So
you made my day. 2 days, in fact, and it will be until Sunday more days. So, Marta, let's tell our audience, you will, until Sunday, you will have 2 more meetings with the people, with the audience. Do nedelje, do glavnog koncerta, kako smo razumeli, u njihovom šatoru, Azalai šatoru, će biti još 2 svirke gde će se suočiti sa publikom, malo proći, prosto da pitamo Martu šta će da rade. What will you do there?
Yes, actually, we will have a concert on Sunday evening at 10 o'clock. But we have also a venue that was running yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and it's on the terrace, on the exit terrace. And actually, the idea is that Azalai is not only a concert, but it's like a spirit, an atmosphere. And this atmosphere is not just play music, but it's also play music together and be with the public and have things that are around music. For example, yesterday they played some songs that they rehearsed, but they also decided to play some other songs that they wanted to play, and so they were starting with the gembri and bass and kora and saxo, and they started to create something in the moment, and the public was called to participate or to assist to the process, because actually the process is very important, and normally in contemporary music we just assist to the result, but we don't know how musicians deal to product it, and Azalai is an occasion for the public to see this fabric and for the musicians to share it with everybody.
Yes, you said wonderful thing. Da, Azalai u stvari jeste jedan projekat koji ima za cilj da prosto se javno pokaže kako nastaje jedno delo, kako muzičari ko rade zajedno, kako se dogovaraju oko aranžmana, pogotovo što se skupe muzičari koji naprave jednu mnogo lepu orkestarsku sliku. Vi ste ovde, znači imate 2 basa, pevačicu, kvartet, saksofon, klavijature i perkusije, par perkusija.
Pa da, ja sviram bubanj je glavni,
da.
Ali imamo i konge, i ja sam juče pozvao iz Neokonge i pozvao ljude kad je došao deo za session, da kogod oseti da hoće nešto da prikaže, ili uopšte oseti da ima potrebu da dođe i da svira s nama, i tako će biti i danas i do nedelje. Znači, slobodni su ljudi, kogod oseti malo da priđe, da pita, da svira s nama, tako da to je sad trenutak praktično da se podeli taj duh improvizacije i duh afričke muzike i našeg grada sa svima koji budu prisutni.
Definitivno ste moj najveći utisak na Exitu. Do Nika Cave. Pa onda možemo zajedno. I'm honored to meet you. Sada, poštovani slušatelji, evo, zahvalit ću ovim divnim ljudima da mogu da idu dalje da pripremaju konferenciju za novinare, a posle toga i da sviraju. Bilo je pravo zadovoljstvo. Meni su stvarno obeležili ovaj Exit. Uopšte, Azalai karavan je stvarno jedna lepa, humana i umetnička stvar. Please, guys, so nice to meet you, and thank you for sharing in my show.
Thank you.
Come again, alone. Not as Azalai, whatever you like.
Thank you.
And all the best for all the gigs and the Sunday.
Thank you so much.
I slušamo, naravno, našu omiljenu pevačicu Minješu. Izvolite, slušajte je večeras i sutra od 9 do 11 i u nedelju na Roots Bini takođe. U 11... U 10.
Eko.
Ti si zaleden u sveđinu veličanstvenih planinskih vrhova.
I zato ja sam uvek za Zaječarsko.
Ja sam uvek za Zaječarsko. PGP RTS vam predstavlja novi album grupe Dža ili Bu. Kukovo leto. U prodaji.
Jesi za bistri potok vode pune života.
I zato ja sam uvek za Zaječarsko.
Ja sam uvek za Zaječarsko.
Mi imamo najbrojniju publiku.
Vi imate poruku za njih.
Radio Beograd sa 72 sata programa dnevno i 86 godina iskustva stoji vam na raspolaganju.
Iskoristite najveći oglasni medijski prostor da vas svi čuju.
Marketing Radio Beograda 3221104.
Jesi za netaknutu prirodu i polja hmelje i ječma obasjena suncem?
I zato ja sam uvek za Zaječarsko.
Ja sam uvek za Zaječarsko.
Eko.
Slušajte Radio Beograd 1 sa tvrđave specijalne emisije povodom Exit festivala. Sada je 18:37. Sada ćemo čujemo šta je Snoop Dogg imao da kaže posle svog nastupa na tvrđavi, gde je otišao jako srećan i zadovoljan, sa koje je otišao jako srećan i zadovoljan, kako ga je publika primila i koliko je bilo ljudi. I tako pitali smo ga kako se osjeća povodom transformacije i u Snoop Lion, na primjer.
I feel good, because it's me growing into who I'm supposed to be. I still make good music, still do what I do, but at the same time I'm becoming more positive with my music because my life is positive. I don't live a gangster life no more. I don't have to do that anymore, so my music represents that as opposed to what it used to when I did live the gangster lifestyle.
Dakle, transformisao se, kaže, pristaje, kaže da je mnogo bolji, da više nije u tim gangsterskim vodama i da voli svoju prosto tu transformaciju, da je postao bolji čovek, tako on to kaže. Ma da je istu muziku svirao juče. To je bilo onako the best of. Sledeće pitanje kaže, da li je promenio način na koji nastupa? Ma da smo im videli da baš i nije, ali možda će onda kažu.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it and seen the difference between, you know, when I was and what I am. All I know is that when I perform, I like to give it all. You know, I leave 100% on the stage. I don't know how to go half speed. I love to entertain. I love to give people music that they love. And I just love to be a part of their lives while I'm on stage and making them feel like they're a part of mine. So I don't know what the difference is. I just know I go hard.
U svakom slučaju on kaže da ne zna gde mu je granica između onoga što je bio i ono što jeste. On samo želi da da sve od sebe na sceni i u muzici koju radi. I da vidimo šta trenutno sluša.
I like all kinds of music. I like R&B, hip hop, techno, electronic, soul, whatever. It depends on what mood I'm in. You know, if I'm feeling in a reggae mode, I might listen to some reggae. If I feel like I'm in a, you know, player mode, I might listen to some old school R&B. It depends. It varies. It's never just one style of music, but it's more about, you know, what I'm feeling like, and the music dictates that.
Sluša različite vrste muzike. Vi ste verovatno i bolje razumeli da vam ne prevodimo sve od regija preko hip-hopa do R&B-a u onom trenutku šta mu misli da je značajno, to će i slušati. Od nove, aktualne muzike.
My favorite up-and-coming artist is an artist from Poland. Her name is Iza. Iza, like I-Z-A-L-A-C-H. And my advice as far as getting music out is to make music and put it out and give it away for free with mixtapes and free downloads so people can love and respect your music and find out who you are and build a brand. And then eventually you'll be, you know, noticed and people will recognize you around the whole globe.
Slušamo Snoop Dogg. Sad ćemo samo što nismo. 18:40. Uskoro ćemo da idemo i na Palić. Otvora se Palićki filmski festival. Veso, zovi.
With so much
in the LBC. It's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But what? We don't let them hoes. Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, why you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money.
Now got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating he who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady. Degrees. When I tell that bitch, please raise up off these NUTs. Did you get none of these at ease? As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Biatch, I'm just
rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back. Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to Tango Ray and a fat ass Jake of some bubonic product that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and Chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top, cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dope. And I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch.
With my mind on my money.
Slušajte Radio Beograd 1, 18 časova i 44 minuta, još malo vremena smo zajedno. Idemo na Palićki filmski festival koji treba da se otvori. Nikita Mihajlkov će ga otvoriti. Pričat ćemo sa Dejanom Zvekićem, direktorom komunikacija u okviru festivala. Dejane, dobar dan.
Dobar dan.
Kako ste?
Užurbano. Ima još dobro.
Da, evo, došlo je vreme da se... Komunikacija na Palićkom filmskom festivalu uvek je fantastična, moram da kažem.
Hvala vam, trudimo se. Mi smo malo tu na kraju ili početku zemlje, pa se onda trudimo da budemo dostupni svima.
Tako i treba da bude. Kreće otvaranje. Hoćete da nam predstaviti šta se događa? Šta možemo da očekujemo za vikend?
Zapravo, mi smo festival sa predfestivalskim programima otvorili još 2. jula, a ovo 13. je otvaranje zvaničnog programa i kao i svake godine imat ćemo to svečano otvaranje. Jedino što ove godine, pošto je ipak 20. festival, pripremili smo nešto malo drugačije da se to obeleži, tako da ćemo imati i jedan film povodom 20 godina festivala koji je uradio naš poznati režiser Sabol Solna, inače sugrađanin Palićanin. Od dokumentacije napravio nešto dosta zanimljivo, što će biti, ja mislim, prijatno iznenađenje svim gledalcima na letnjoj pozornici. A nakon toga ćemo dodeliti priznanje ljudima koji su pokrenuli i omogućili da festival dođe do ovog 20. izdanja i da se sve vreme uzdiše. Znači nekih 15-20 ljudi koji su zaista zadužili festival. A posle toga ide dodela nagrada Emiru Kusturici i Nikiti Mihajlkovu za doprinos evropskom filmu, znači nagrada Aleksandar Livka. Nakon ceremonije otvaranja ćemo prikazati film Arija Folmana Kongres sa Harvey Keitelom i Robin Wright u glavnim ulogama, tako da mislim da će svi biti vrlo zadovoljni koji budu sutra na letnjoj pozornici.
Hoće, sigurno, nema greške. I dalje, šta nam se očekuje od ponedeljka? Izvolite da pročemo.
Imamo čitavih 11 programa, dakle, filmovi kreću od 11. ujutru kada idu projekcije u dečijem programu, pa preko novog mađarskog filma, novog turskog filma, znači to su dve kinematografije koje će biti prikazane ove godine, ta drugi takmičarski program Paraleli i sudari, i naravno Mladi duh Evrope koji ide na Paliću od 10 sati uz glavni program. Isto tako ne smemo zaboraviti ni ekološke dokumentarce koji su u Art bioskopu Livka i koji se bave svim ovim što nas okružuje, a naročito iz razloga što je pored jezera koje jedva preživljava.
Da. Nadamo se da će se rešiti taj problem. Svake godine se nadamo i navijamo da jednog trenutka mora da se izbaci voda. Da se izbaci voda i da se vrati.
To je bitno.
Jeste, makar u kampanji. Mnogo vam hvala na ovim informacijama. Želimo vam divan festival i vidimo se posle Egzita, naravno na Paliću. To je sledeća tačka.
Hvala vam. Očekujemo vas. Prijetno.
Prijetno. Bio je to Dejan Zekić, direktor komunikacije. Slušamo Prodigy. Vraćamo se na program. Dragi Srđane, svoj ciklus Radio Beograd 1 završava upravo sada, ja ne mogu bez tebe. Srđan Marjanović je bio divan prijatelj da propratimo sva dešavanja, onako svaki dan da napravimo hroniku. I sad imamo sastav Iceman, došli sa tonske probe, slušamo ih sve vreme tokom emisije i odmah kod nas u studiju. Momci, mnogo vam hvala.
Hvala vama.
Da vam kažem, zvučite super.
Zvučit ćemo još bolje.
Da znam, da, da, da. Tu nema greške.
Tonska proba.
Da.
Pite ih Srki nešto da iskoristimo priliku.
Slušao.
Jeste dobro raspoloženi? Jeste.
Jeste. Jeste. Više nego.
U koliko sati svirete?
Zato smo se najeli, napili, uradili tonsku, sve ide na, po planu.
Sad je samo kafa s kojoj ste me sklonili.
I ne, eto kako nas dobro tretiraju.
Da, da.
Šta sad kukaš? Evo sad ću ja ti naprim kafa. Evo imaš 3 minute da mi si ideš naprim kafa.
Ma ne kukam nešto, sam se povredio pa sam naravno
zutio.
Na poslu.
Na poslu ga ti radio, da. Da, da, da.
Slučat ćemo dobro i pored povređenog basketa bubnjara koji je juče isekao ruku na konzervu na poslu.
Od ananasa.
Od ananasa konzervu, od ananasa, da, sve jedno dobio je vakcinu.
Poštovani slušalci, ozbiljna povreda, razlog više da dođete slušati Iceman. Ranjen je Boske, Boske ne dire miš to. Šta je nam se još očekuje? O, Iceman, ukoliko sati još jednom da ponovimo?
Tako je, dakle, da, Iceman na glavnoj bini Exit Festivala u 21.20.
Dobro.
Naravno, pored njih na, ne smemo i propustiti Prodigy ispred Warriors Dance Festivala, dakle, danas, petak 12. jula, će se cijela Petrovaradinska tvrđava će nositi boje Warriors Dance-a ispred njih, takođe sa sobom, Prodigy sa sobom je takođe poveo sjajnu ekipu ljudi ispred, između kojeg su DJ Fresh, Firmi, Prototypes, Brooks Brothers, naravno na Dance Areni jedno fenomenalno tehno veče na čelu sa Jeff Millsom, legendom da, detroitskog da. Tehna, na Fusion Stage-u svakako Ana Popović, jedan fenomenalan vokal, zatim AKCOD na Riffs and Beats Bini, Hype, Vox Populi, začarnici ovaj zvuka, Cockney Rejects, Gun Sale Hex i još mnogi, mnogi drugi.
Jako lepo, da, danas je jedno punk veče pored vas.
Biti... Kako bre punk?
Pa sad u osu proćemo. Niste metal, da. Ne, pa GBH,
ne, nismo mi GBH, metal, boski je metalac. Sve u
samo je boski je metalac.
Da, Buđure je punker, da. Ja sam hardkorovac, da. Lale je isto metalac, ja ošalim se. Eto, ono i on. Izvinja.
Ima nas razni. Dobro, Đure je pre svega ugostitelj čovjek. Da nema njega, pola restorana je bilo zatvoreno.
Kako Đure?
Ne Đure bre, Boske, izvini, stalno te mešam.
Zlokli ste na tvoje ljude. Kuvar bre, ne.
Kuvar?
Pa da, nije to isto.
Jeste.
Ja sam kuvar, neću da se bavim ugostiteljstvom. No,
sledeći put kad prođe Exit pričamo o recepte. Vi ste deo CITE programa, Exit ovog programa, čiji je Radio Beograd medijski pokrovitelj. I nadamo se da ćemo uskoro vas ići, voditi i videti po raznim evropskim festivalima.
Vodite
upravo
nas, vodite.
Konferencija se odvija CITE pa ovog gde je Nemanja.
Da, da,
prisustvo
naravno,
je redovno.
Tamo, poslali smo ga tamo, ovaj,
da skupi on je znanje.
Naš
prvi stav radova. Da, da, da skupi i da prosipa ono što zna.
Mnogo vam hvala, momci, na ovom
bitu. Hvala, hvala.
Vidimo se ispred.
Pozdrav svim slušalcima.
Bravo.
Prijetno, prijetno bio to sastav Iceburn, a sad ćemo Srđe nije da se oprostimo od vas. Mnogo ti hvala.
Hvala i vama.
Bilo je zadovoljstvo biti sa tobom. U Beogradskom studiju bili su Dragan Radulović i Veselin Maldaner, a iz Novog Sada pozdravlja vas Peđa Marković, Miloš Georgijević, Ivan Bataković, Srđan Marjanović, da, tako se zove. Ime i Katarina Epštin, prijatno.